An exhibition at the National Gallery of Art here in Washington shows how Egyptians prepared for the afterlife during the 2,000 years before Christ. The Quest for Immortality features more than 100 objects on loan from Egypt. David Darcy reports that the exhibition, which was announced just last month, is part of a larger Egyptian art and tourism initiative.
On the grand scale at the National Gallery is a 7.5-foot pharaoh's head in red granite. On the other extreme, tiny amulets of animals are carved in blue lapis lazuli that the Egyptians imported from Afghanistan. A funeral tunic woven in gold and blue beads comes from a 6th-century mummy. A mysterious mask with inlaid eyes and eyebrows may have been molded from the face of a courtier, or molded to make that face seem handsome, says curator Betsy Bryan.
They made gold masks by beating heavy sheets of gold. So this is very thick sheets of gold that have been beaten into this form. We do know that the Egyptian artists did take plaster casts of faces, we assume as death masks, and it's quite possible that they might have molded a face like this on such a plaster cast. But we can't say for 100%.
The Quest for Immortality will have many lives. It visits a dozen American cities over the next 5 years. It's been promoted as bigger and better than a hoard of objects from the tomb of Tutankhamun, King Tut, shown at the National Gallery and other museums 25 years ago. The hype is drawing crowds, but Bryan shies away from the comparison.
The Tutankhamun show was a fabulous collection of small and rare objects from a single tomb, and they were designed to be the treasures. This is designed to be a show that, on the one hand, is treasures, but more importantly, tells a very specific story that we're trying to illustrate with objects.
The story behind these ancient objects is not new. Since almost all Egyptian antiquities come from tombs, almost every museum exhibition examines Egyptian ideas about the afterlife. And this show had some trouble coming to life. The National Gallery had a catalog, a film, and a huge replica of the painted tomb of Thutmose III, but didn't announce the exhibition until June 4th, when it was certain that Egypt would actually ship the object, says Teit Ritzau, the Danish businessman who negotiated the loans.
For many, many years, Egyptian, for a whole generation, didn't want to lend such major collections out to the United States. So we realized we had to go through a long political process as well as a curatorial process to get the approval. And there were many times in this project where we thought this might not have happened.
United Exhibits Group, Ritzau's firm, conceived of the show and organized it. Egypt is one of 20 governments the firm's working with this year, and it's not the easiest.
I think what changed their mind is the fact that they realize how many benefits there are for the state of Egypt in such a major presentation. You have the promotion aspect of it, you have the fundraising opportunities, you have the image-related opportunities. There was simply so much talking for it that I think that both the Minister of Culture and the Prime Minister finally decided that they wanted to go into the project.
Egypt wants a blockbuster in Washington. It also hopes to bring Americans back to the pyramids. U.S. tourism is a third of what it was before September 11th, says Egypt's ambassador to the United States, Nabil Fahmy.
The American tourist market is an immense market. Frankly, we've never reached the potential that we've looked forward to reaching, even in the best of times in the past. But it's a huge market and one which we will target. Now, this is a culture event. We are pursuing it out of a commitment to culture and heritage. But I would be misleading you if I did not tell you openly I will take advantage of this exhibit over the next 5 years for every opportunity I can to promote tourism.
Egyptian authorities are confident in the lure of their country's past. They're now building 7 new museums at different sites, including one near Giza outside Cairo that Nabil Fahmy says is planned as the largest museum in the world.
If we could build 200 new museums at the same time, we would do that, because in terms of the antiquities and artifacts, there are plenty. The basement of the Cairo Museum is overwhelmed with articles, and that 70% is still underground in terms of what we haven't found yet, at least 70%. So 7 it's only 7 because that's what we can afford for the time being.
While shows like The Quest for Immortality require years of negotiations to travel, objects continue to flow out of those sites illegally every day. Zahi Hawass, director of Egypt's Supreme Council of Antiquities, says he found a stolen sculpture at the Richmond Museum of Art in Virginia. Another stone relief taken from the same site was removed from sale at Christie's Auction House last month.
I found it through the internet. They were selling it. It's a big block stolen from a temple in the Delta called the Temple of Bahbit al-Higara. It has a big scene. The upper part is the head of the god Hapi, and the lower part is the body of that thing. Then when I put the piece at Christie in our piece, it fits exactly. And therefore, the head is at Christie on Tuesday. I will give all the evidence to the court, and also we are going to ask Museum of Art in Richmond to return the other block that's stolen from the same temple back.
As the show opened, Zahi Hawass issued a warning. Institutions linked to the illegal antiquities trade are now going to pay a price.
If any museum in the world will not cooperate with us, we'll completely cut the scientific relation with this museum. Means that no one from this museum will ever work in Egypt if he was involved in any stolen artifact. And I sent this in a letter, sent to every curator and every museum all over the world.
Egypt is rewarding its friends. Exhibition curator Betsy Bryan was a prosecution witness earlier this year in the trial of Frederick Schultz, the New York dealer who was convicted and sentenced for his role in smuggling antiquities out of Egypt. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in Washington.